It's time for Football Friday with Paul Feinbaum, presented by Bryant Bank. Your hometown bank with big bank benefits, located in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now, here's Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
And on this Friday, here is Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays 2 to 6 here on FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Paul. It's been a very active, entertaining week on your radio show.
Yeah, every couple of minutes I look down at my phone to see if I've been fired and have been given a buyout. But so far, no such luck.
No such luck just yet. And, I mean, this hiring cycle that will be coming up, how often, and I'm going to guess none, have the jobs for LSU, Florida, and Auburn all been open at the same time? I mean, you talk about historic
prime
college
jobs.
Football programs,
yeah,
that pay a lot of money. What a wild season we're in here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though. Coaches at LSU, the last four at Florida, and the last however many since Shug Jordan have all been fired from Auburn. So, yeah, there's been a lot of openings. What was interesting is, though, a year ago there were no openings in the SEC, so that's why this year in early November getting this many so quickly is unprecedented.
Well, the SEC, I mean, the fact is it's a tough league from top to bottom, and they're just eating themselves. Not everybody can be a 10-win team.
But not everyone can be as inept and as ill-equipped to play a football game as Auburn was last Saturday night either.
That was
so
rough.
It's one thing to get fired when you're LSU and you actually have beaten a couple of teams. It's another thing to just to be – and the hardest part I had for understanding the Auburn situation was why were 88,000 people at that game in the first place?
Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, you can get away with a lot. I don't know how long they were planning on keeping Hugh, but to put up 3 points against Kentucky, that's if that were his first game, they might have let him go.
Yeah. I would have – I don't know. I've never been an AD, but at the end of the game, I would have walked – as soon as Hugh shook hands with the other coach, I said, Hugh, you're being fired right now. Do not even go to the locker room. We will have a box for you at your truck in about 30 minutes.
Paul, I never dove in to find out if this was actually true, but I know some online sleuths, or they may have been some real sleuths, some journalists, that noticed that Freeze had called off a tea time on Sunday afternoon, and that was kind of a tell that he maybe was going to have a meeting instead with the Auburn brass.
Are you kidding me? Is that real?
I saw that on Twitter. I think it's real. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not, but I did talk to a guest the other day who told me that it was about a week or two ago, but on the Friday before a home football game. Now, this is weird. Freeze went to the golf club. He didn't play, but he just likes to watch people play golf. I don't know. It sounds really weird to me, but he'll have I know one thing. You know, in the last 4 or 5 days since he was fired, I imagine he's had plenty of time to go out to the club.
I'm sure he has. Now, somebody who's remained there on campus and with the team, Dalton brought this up earlier today, and I thought, you know, I really haven't given that much thought if DJ Durkin actually will be taking in any way seriously to replace Hugh Freeze. Is there any chance of that?
It could happen. Now, what Durkin absolutely has to do is beat Vanderbilt. If he can pull this game off, then there will be momentum. Remember 3 years ago, Cadillac Williams, I think, beat Mississippi State.
Yep.
Oh, hey, we got to hire him. I think Durkin's got a chance. And I think if you get some momentum, all of a sudden the administration goes, why get a coaching search? Why spend all this money paying a buyout? Let's just elevate this guy. And you know what they say when nobody can – he can't be any worse than Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, they say that. And, you know, I guess we can wrap up the Auburn conversation. John Cohen, he's spoken a lot this week, the athletic director. He's saying, hey, this is my decision and my decision alone. Boosters will have no role in this coaching search. But I'm wondering in this day and age how much of a role Deuce Knight or Cam Coleman will play in the coaching search. It's got to be important to make sure that your top players are – considering sticking around. Yeah. Does that seem to be an issue at any of these schools?
It does. But first of all, any athletic director who says, I am the committee, is just idiotic. I mean, first of all, we have, yeah, there may have been a time when you could say, you know, we don't let the boosters involved because that's against NCAA rules. But now the boosters run the program. Mm. So if you're big boosters, and everybody knows who Auburn's big boosters are,
yeah,
call up and say, hey, I want this guy. You're going to say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Mm-hmm. Rain. Whatever you say. Because they give so much money. And so, I don't know. I'm not sure what Cohen was trying to say. I think some people believe it was more of a shot at the freak show that is LSU football right now. Yeah, we have all these people running around, but I don't believe it. And I'm not the middle of it, but I do have a lot of experience watching college football.
Before we get to the CFP rankings from last weekend, what are the headlines? Maybe the cocktail party or OU beating Tennessee?
I thought the biggest story was OU beating Tennessee because that ended Tennessee's rather faint playoff hopes. OU survives for another week, and it's just kind of hard to believe that Tennessee's already out of it. Now, the cocktail party was interesting, too, because Georgia just lives on that edge every single week, and I've never seen a more resilient team. Okay, well, they're down by 6 points, they'll win. You never doubt it because the only one time they didn't do that this year, and they probably should have against Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. They were behind quickly there. So yeah, Georgia just played as Georgia plays, and I'm in. You know, it's entertaining the heck out of me. CFP rankings, Paul. Any surprises there?
I thought it was pretty much a waste of time. I was on one of the ESPN shows this week, and I literally had to try to act like I was interested because there was just nothing to it. It was exactly what we thought. And when Mike Greenberg says, Paul Feinbaum, what is your biggest gripe? I mean, I'm like going, Mike, I don't really care. But so then you find something to say, well, I think Texas A&M should have been ranked ahead of Indiana. And I know a lot of people are screaming at their radios right now saying it doesn't matter. You are correct. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. until the final poll.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ball to be played between now and then. And A&M, I mean, they might have a sneaky one this weekend. They're on the road at Missouri, and maybe Mizzou can put that first dent in the record this year.
Yeah, I mean, Missouri's good. I was at a game there 3 weeks ago when Alabama was there.
You're a season ticket holder this year at Missouri, aren't you?
Yeah, I've only been there twice. I've been to Oklahoma twice. And the thing about Missouri is, you know, think of one of your better high school football stadiums in Alabama, and that's the University of Missouri Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, but a great tradition. Great tradition over
constantly,
there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of a construction site, too, like Vandy was for a few years.
It was.
So CFP rankings, like I say, we talked about them the next day when they came out for about 12 seconds, right?
Yeah.
We were done with that. The big game, of course, LSU at Alabama in the SEC. A lot of intrigue because of the open job at LSU. And what do you see here, Paul?
Let me take you back about 7 or 8 weeks. This was supposed to be the game of the year in college football. I had been told at one time the president of the United States, not just the president, was thinking about coming to the game. Can you imagine somebody going in the White House and Mr. Trump, are we still on for? No, we're not on for that. are you kidding me? It's really sad because that has been probably for about 15 years the best game of the year in the SEC, and it's still interesting, but not really.
Does LSU have a chance?
I don't think so. And I'm not going to be able to see it anyway since I'm a YouTube customer.
That's what I wanted to ask you. All the ESPN employees who get YouTube TV, I guess you're just flying in the dark right now.
There is a secret way in, but I can't tell you.
Whoa. Way to flag on the play. Wait a minute now.
But it's pretty I got home Saturday night from Austin, and my wife said, do you have any idea why we don't get ESPN? I said, yeah, I do understand that. but it's a big deal. I mean, I hear more complaints about that than anything else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got these two, you know, trillion-dollar companies who can't figure out how to help the consumer.
Yeah, and we heard it all week. I know you've been hearing it all week on the Paul Feinbaum show. I wish Freeze were around for one more week because his presser this week, they'd ask him about Vanderbilt. He'd say, you know, I haven't seen any film. I don't have any
I don't know.
YouTube TV.
I've got no idea. It's like, There were weeks where Hugh Freeze almost would say, "Oh, is that who we have this week? Is it Vandy?" Yeah.
So
By the way, did you guys hear the story? We had a guest on the other day. He said that. Now again, take this for what it's worth, but it said that Tommy Tuberville told Hugh Freeze a year ago that he understood that Diego Pavia was interested in going to Auburn. Hmm. And Freeze said, we're pretty happy with Jackson Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, or this may have been 2 years ago, it was two years ago. Don't ask me how Tuberville got in the middle of that, but he seems to be in the middle of everything these days.
Yeah.
And that's great. but the point is that Freeze has just passed on a couple of, he passed on another quarterback. I can't remember which one it was, but, Cam Ward, 2 years ago was Cam Ward. Then he passed on Diego Pavia. And that's why he's at the golf course today.
I mean, when you're sold as a QB evaluator and a QB magician, and you go with Peyton Thorne and Jackson Arnold, and when those were apparently options, I mean, that's damning for anybody.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think, quickly before we leave, I mean, Tennessee fans having a little bit of a freak out. You know, before the season, they'd say the projections mostly had them as a 4-3 loss team, and that's basically where they stand right now. But after seeing Heupel underperform this time at home, some Tennessee fans seem to want him out for some reason, and I've seen that go poorly so many times before. Is that just the crazy fans thinking that, or is there more to it?
I think part of it is that last year, even though Tennessee went to the playoffs, it just felt empty, especially the way that season ended. You know, I got an idea. I think Heupel's okay, but what if we fire Heupel and think about this? Hire Lane Kiffin back at Tennessee. Would that be a good story?
I mean, it just seems so unrealistic. Is that a school you think Lane would go back to?
I think he would have some fun with it, but no, I don't think he would go there.
Well, everyone's keeping an eye on the Lane train, that's for sure. Paul, thanks for your time again this morning, and we appreciate the conversation. We'll talk in a week.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Paul Feinbaum, apparently, like me, using the Fubo free trial to watch some of these games. By the way,
he said there's a trick to it, though. There's an insider inside the ESPN machine.
They give you a login. That's what it's called when you work for ESPN. That's the secret. And by the way, everyone who says, "I've left YouTube TV and ESPN, I'm on Fubo now," Disney owns 70% of Fubo.
So,
they do? Yeah, just as an FYI.
Oh, wow.
And more Mobile Mornings on the way. Thanks again to Bryant Bank for bringing us Football Fridays with Feinbaum. And we're coming back, 251-343-0106.